Most people, when winter sets in, are willing to go out now and again, but would rather sit by a fire, with a hot beverage, reading. No doubt our Wyoming Catholic College freshmen would enjoy that as well, but instead, they're camping out under the shadow of the Grand Teton. This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, your host for these After Dinner Scholar podcasts from Wyoming Catholic College. Just as our freshmen arrive early for fall semester so that they can spend 3 weeks backpacking, so they arrive a week or so early for spring semester, head out into the wilderness, this time a cold, snowy wilderness, for a week of backpacking, camping, cross-country skiing, and a day of alpine skiing. Bob Milligan, of Wyoming Catholic College's Core Expeditions, who has been working on the freshman trip logistics, was kind enough to take a little time out to tell us about this year's trip. What's the schedule for the winter trip, and how are they doing?
Well, the schedule this year is a little different. Instead of going up and spending a few nights in a church hall in Jackson, we're spending a little more time in Lander here on the front end and kind of making a pit stop in Pinedale and then heading up to Jackson, coming back to Pinedale, going back up to Jackson. It's an unusual year for sure.
It's COVID-oriented.
Exactly. Yeah. But we are doing good. Yeah. The leaders all arrive and the freshmen all arrive tomorrow. So it's coming up soon.
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night they all get here and full day of leader training on Friday. And we have a bunch of professors and staff volunteering time to keep the freshmen engaged, doing watching a movie with them, having a discussion about it, a bunch of fun things like that.
Some of them have never cross-country skied or alpine skied before. Do you give them cross-country ski lessons? Now explain to us. They're gonna what's the process?
Yes, and some of them have never even seen snow. well, I guess after a semester here, they have last semester. Yeah, so the normal itinerary, students get to spend one day here in Lander learning to cross-country ski tour with, no weight at all, just to get the feel for it. And then we go up, spend a few nights in Jackson doing snow lessons, learning how to sleep warm at night in the Quinsies, the snow caves that they build. And then on Monday, they ski in with a backpack of gear, pulling a sled, and actually spend two nights out at the base of the Grand Teton in Teton National Park, outside of Jackson. And they sleep in snow caves that they've built, and they have, the food and the warm layers and all the gear they need for that full three-day, two-night trip. And then when they ski out, we head down to Pinedale for a normal day of resort skiing, what most people are more used to.
Resort skiing. I take offense at that. Yeah. Alpine skiing.
Alpine skiing. Yeah. There you go.
What do they do during the day? I mean, obviously they sleep in the Quinsy, but they don't do that all day. They go out. Do they tour? What do they do?
Yeah. So the freshmen and their leaders, the first day out in the park, actually mound their snow. And that's a whole day project. And then usually they come back and spend the night in the church hall drying out their gear. And then the next day they launch for their full 3 day overnight trip. And that first day of the overnight trip, they're digging out the snow that they've mounded and creating a sleeping area for them in there.
So they hollow it out.
They hollow it out. And there's kind of an art to keeping the floor a certain distance above the top of the opening so you actually trap heat. It's a intensive process to build these things, but they're super fun. And they keep, if they're built right, they keep the inside at 32 degrees or higher. So they're very warm, as cold as that might sound. They get pretty warm. And then the following day is kind of a layover day. They sleep in, make a nice big breakfast, go explore the low angle, easy skiing along the foothills of the park. No going near avalanche terrain at all. So very low key skiing. And then the next day, the third day of their overnight, they break down their Quinsies, pack up their gear and leave. And obviously, for leave no trace purposes, you know, they try and make it look like they were never there, which is the purpose of breaking the Quincy's down. And yeah, trying to make things look pristine again.
Now, why winter? I mean, what makes a winter trip different from backpacking in the summer, their three-week expedition?
Yeah, that is the big question, because the freshmen have that three-week expedition, as you said, and then this is the other mandatory trip that the freshmen do. You know, a lot of our students, even those from the northern hemisphere or from the northern United States, people who are used to snow, have never done an overnight camping trip in the snow. And the way we set this trip up with a high instructor to student ratio, so a lot of instructors for not that many students, much higher than the 21-day trip, it just makes it much easier on the students and easy for them to have a good time. And, you know, emerging from a three-day overnight trip, sleeping in snow caves, you know, with this, you know, high instructor ratio, it just empowers our students, and it really helps them to understand how well they can thrive, not just survive, but thrive in a seemingly hostile environment. Anyone listening to this would think, I don't want to sleep in a snow cave for 2 days, for two nights. But it really is a wonderful experience. I'm going to be on part of this trip, and this will be my 7th winter trip. That's how much I enjoy it. And yes, I'm from New Hampshire, but even some of our students from the, you know, southern United States end up really loving it. And it's just quite an experience to learn how to survive and thrive in the winter world. So
one of our alumni from Florida told me that she was quite sure that this would be the death of her, and ended up absolutely, absolutely loving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think many students, well, hopefully not many, but some students go in with that attitude, and most of them emerge with a completely changed perspective. You know, with the right gear and the right training, it just turns into a wonderful time. The more so because you never thought you'd make it. It's just, yeah, it's a special experience for them.
Now, what do you personally enjoy about this? You've been out there repeatedly, and of course, leaders have done it as a freshman, and they're saying, oh yeah, you know, count me in, I want to do this again. What's so enjoyable about it to you?
At the very basic level, I just love digging in the snow. It's a blast. It's so cool to be able to, you know, ski out into sometimes an 8-foot deep ski pack, sometimes 20 degree weather, and just have an amazing time sleeping in snow caves and just, yeah, being in an environment that we often shy away from or avoid. In a different sense, one of the dynamics of the freshman trip is the entire class traveling together, staying at the church hall together, and splitting into small groups for the overnight portion, but spending a lot of time together. And that is a really special part of the winter trip. These freshmen just really growing as a class, bonding as a class together. There is not that many opportunities over the course of the 4 years at school that students are forced to spend a significant chunk of time in their entire class. We do a sophomore retreat, a senior retreat, and then this trip is one of the only other times where you really spend a ton of time with your class as a whole, and it really creates a cool dynamic of all the freshmen getting to know each other. So I love that aspect of it.
Now, I've seen they've crafted snow altars as well. Do we have a priest going out with them?
Yeah, we usually try and get two priests. Father Hess from northern Wyoming is skiing down. He's been coming on the winter trip for many, many years in a row. And Father Seeker, our own chaplain, is coming out too. One to serve the northern camp groups, four groups in the north, and then one to serve the southern camp groups. So yeah, the snow altars they're kind of a big deal. They get pretty competitive because we usually give a prize to the best snow altar at the priest's discretion. And they've gotten, yeah, some of them have gotten over 16 feet tall.
With flying buttresses.
Yes, yeah, full reredos, high altar, communion rail, all built out of snow and ice. Wow. Students really, really love doing that. And it's really special to celebrate Mass at the base of the Grand Teton, which is one of the most spectacular mountains in our country, in the snow. You know, some groups will ski out a thurible and incense and candles. And yeah, it's beautiful. It's quite breathtaking to attend Mass in such a setting.
Tell us one or two stories about the trip, about students, that, something that really stands out is shows the power of this experience for the students.
Yeah, one of them is just not so much from the overnight portion as from that kind of training days and in between times we have in the church halls. And we really take advantage of being so close to a church, and we have confession available and Eucharistic adoration, and we do some retreat-like programming for the students when they're all together. And that has always had a huge impact on me, and every year I see that impact on the freshmen. Of course, we have a very rich spiritual environment here at the college, but really just spending, you know, over half the trip so close to the chapel, I see students, you know, going in and out of the chapel in between lessons and playing games with each other because we're so close to the Blessed Sacrament. And yeah, I'm always grateful for that. I'm always touched when I see students really taking advantage of that proximity.
One of the things I really enjoy, and I'll be skiing again with students, alpine skiing, resort skiing, at Pinedale, at White Pines. Some of the students who have never skied before will go up once or twice, and it's like, yeah, I'll go read a book. But some of the students get so excited about skiing. They've never done it before, and they don't stop hardly for lunch. And I just find that it's just fun to watch them.
Yeah, definitely. And I see that on the overnight portion as well, in addition to the downhill skiing, especially students who have never done this before. It's just fun. It's really fun to experience snow sports. And obviously the downhill skiing is for the day. And it's this lovely little resort outside of Pinedale, Wyoming. And every year we get some people who are so excited that they end up hurting themselves. And we've had a good record for the last several years, but it just goes to show how into it people get and how excited they get about the downhill skiing. And yeah, as I said, I see that happen on the overnight portion. People who get out there on the first day and they buck up and start having fun. And by day three, they don't want to leave. They don't want to come out of the backcountry and end the trip. So yeah, it's really cool to see people kind of adapt to it like that and really start having fun.
And you'll be out there for part of the time?
Yeah, I have a baby coming in about 2 weeks. So I'm trying to kind of sit back a little bit from the winter trip this year, but I am going up to Jackson to kind of help station the groups and get them into their camping locations and make sure that the snow caves, the Quinsies, are getting built and on their way.
And are structurally secure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's another funny story. A few years in a row now, we've had people build their Quinsies very well. And a bunch of guys get in there and sleep. And before you know it, the heat that the Quinsie has trapped has melted a hole in the top of their Quinsie. It's so warm in it. And so every year we have people who have to do some patch repair work on their Quinsies because it gets so warm inside the snow cave. So yeah, that always cracks me up.
While it may be hard for people to believe, my parents and my brother were among those people, I don't think I ever felt more invigorated than I did after a week of hiking and camping in New Hampshire's White Mountains one February with some college friends. The beauty, the quiet, the majesty of snow-covered forest and mountain fed something deep inside. Perhaps it was just a need for adventure. Perhaps it was a need for a certain amount of self-discovery. CORE Expeditions trips are not just for Wyoming Catholic College students. CORE, and that's an acronym for Catholic Outdoor Renewal, takes seminary students, college students, youth groups, groups of friends, and families into the outdoors. Their mission, to provide transformative wilderness experiences which renew the hearts of all those who participate, is tightly linked to the new evangelization that John Paul II called for. For more information about CORE, including about trips that you or your children might want to join, visit the CORE website at wyomingcatholic.edu/core-expeditions. That's wyomingcatholiccollege.edu/core-expeditions. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.